think it's very important for us as a culture to explore even farther than we have. And so, yes, I think it's very important for us to go to other planets. Over. I've been going to space for so long that I was really only excited about going into space. So, no, it wasn't scary for me. I really wanted to be here. Well, I think the thing that is most unique about being here is that we're in zero gravity, so we float. And everything we do is zero G, and so we must hang on, find different ways to position our bodies, to even to sit here and talk to you requires that I position my body specifically for this. So getting used to that takes a little bit of time, but it's so much great fun. Over. I went to college, and then after college, I went to a graduate school. When I started working for NASA, and after 10 years, I was selected as an astronaut. And I was in the astronaut program for 2 years, 1.5 years doing general training, and then 2.5 of those years, I was selected for this flight in space. Well, from this vantage point, the Earth is incredibly beautiful, so I would have to say Earth. Over. At 9 years old, I watched Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin walk on the moon, and I thought that would be a very special job to be able to be an astronaut. So when I graduated from high school, they selected the first female astronauts, and that's when it became my goal to become an astronaut. I think probably it helped that I had some Russian background. I worked in Russia for several years, and then also that I had a science background so that I could conduct scientific experiments on board. Over. I trained with my crew for 2.5 years before our flight, so I felt very comfortable coming up here with with Valeri and Sergei, both Russian cosmonauts. No, I can't hold nearly as many G's as some of the military fighter pilots, and in our training, the space shuttle only gets up to 3 G's during the launch, which isn't that much, but it's sustained over several minutes. So it was a very interesting feeling. Felt like someone was sitting on my chest during the final phases of launch, but it was really only 3 G's. It's kind of hard to say that we see the Earth spinning. We are traveling at 17,500 miles an hour, and so